Hi there. Quick note before the pod. The first six episodes are our prototypes, so they're a little bit rougher. But don't worry. From episode 7 onwards, our mics become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Having said that, these early ones are still great, so have fun and enjoy!
Welcome to My Favourite Monster. My name is George Penny.
And I'm Tony Johnson.
And this is a podcast where two professional house sitters and comedy fiction authors are in an endless quest to find the perfect pet. My Favourite Monster is a monster-friendly zone. This is a safe space. No matter how heinous, hirsute, or humongous the monster, we are willing to consider them all.
Even if it's some existential terror from beyond the stars.
Like Trogdor?
Not like Trogdor. We're not doing Trogdor again.
Oh, but he comes in the night and he burninates the peasants.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and by the way, you can find our social media and show notes at myfavoritemonster.com. That's favourite spelt with a U, because you matter. And you can also find us at overlondon.net, where you can find all that and all the other things we do, including webcomics and everything relating to the Over London project. And now, on with the show.
What are we doing this week?
We are doing an illithid, also known as a mind flayer.
An illithid?
Yeah.
That sounds like a fungal infection.
Excuse me, Doc, I've got a bit of a illithid stuck in my toe.
Have you got some pictures or something for me? Do we want to do the pictures first?
Of the fungal infection?
Yeah, of course.
No.
Well, it's a pretty cool monster.
No, I've got a cream for my illithid. It's a bit dodge.
It is dodge.
Yes, I do have some pictures.
You want to show me?
That we did collate earlier.
So we're going to look at some pictures of some mind flayers.
A lot of people know the concept of a mind flayer from Stranger Things.
Oh, do they? Was that a mind flayer?
Yeah, well, they call it the mind flayer.
Ooh.
Yeah, no. Well,
did I miss that?
Yeah, you did. But it's okay.
Which episode?
Like half of them.
Like first series, second series?
Well, they kept with the trend of sort of naming things after D&D things,
which
like
one
the Demogorgon
was the mind flayer
and yada yada.
Did I miss that completely?
The mind flayer is the big thing in the Upside Down with the tentacles and the Ra and the possessing the guy.
How did I miss that? Oh, I was hiding behind you the whole time because Stranger Things was scary.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of people know it from that. And what's going on there is that they've sort of repackaged a concept from Dungeons & Dragons, which is a mind flayer,
mm-hmm.
as something in that series, which is their big sort of bad monstery thing, spoilers, I guess, which they've decided to call the mind flayer because it has some mental powers and its reproductive cycle is actually similar-ish.
I have questions to ask about that later.
Yeah, no, indeed. We'll go there.
Okay.
No, I just want to mention that
the look on Tony's face then was so gleeful. Dead silent,
yeah.
But it was gleeful.
So we're not going to cover that mind flayer. We're going to cover the original OG mind flayers that's kind of based off.
So I've got a couple of images here. Which ones am I describing?
I think I quite like. Yeah, this fella here, he's like the current standard, I guess.
Okay, can I please describe the other one first?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
They're all basically a giant brain with squidly-paired face. Usually four tentacles, like a squid tentacles coming out from the nosy, mouthy, chinny bit.
That's a technical term, kids.
Squidly-paired.
Nosy, mouthy, chinny bit.
Oh, yeah. Very anatomically correct. I don't know why I did not do medicine in university. The head bit is sort of like a brain. Do you know those Martians that are supposed to be in area?
You know, the Mars Attacks Martians.
Yeah, Mars Attacks Martians. Well, it's sort of got the head of those, but with squidliped tentacles.
It doesn't really have an exposed brain, though.
No, but the shape. The shape's pretty similar. Now, then it's just down to how they're dressed. So they're pretty skinny dudes. One of them here looks like Trent Reznor a la 90s Nine Inch Nails era.
I think that one might be an undead version.
He's all very goth. He's got this little goth belt with a skull on it, and he's got a robe that's all very. It's like that goth club we used to go to, Dominion, where, like, we used to go to this awesome goth club. I loved it there. But then the sort of skeletony, sort of black leather contrived, almost Matrix cape, but with a little bit of a goth flair, and the aforementioned skull belt buckle. which is...
Which the other one's got as well, if we look at that.
They all kind of do.
He's wearing a breastplate for some reason.
And the one Tony likes is wearing a breastplate
well,
for some
reason.
Well,
I like it, it's just that it's the current standard.
It's very capey. It's got a cape.
He's got a cape. I think they should have capes. I'm okay with that.
Why should they have capes? Okay, we will discuss capes. And this is basically an Oscars dress pretending it's a robe. Very flouncy. We've got layers. It's all black, of course. We've got layers. Looks like we've got a little bit of bone detail. There's some external ribbing. Again, skull belt. Very nice. Now, they've all got like upheld hands that are clawy. They obviously have a good manicurist because those are some very nice long nails. Oh, and I forgot to say, in general, they're a purpley color. Like the skin's a purpley color.
It's mauve.
Mauve?
Mauve.
Mauve.
Yeah.
Mauve.
Mauve.
Mauve. And then we've
mauve.
Got a, mauve. And then we've got
it's a lovely name for a girl, mauve.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, right next to Puce. And then we've got a third one here, pretty much the same as the others, except for he's got a purse attached to his belt.
Also a skull belt.
He's got a skull belt as well. This one's looking a little bit more moody, and his nails were actually done at a salon that has a little bit more expertise because they made them dark blue and more talony. These are...
Yeah, they really emphasize the nails, even though they basically don't use them for anything.
Yeah, they're sort of lichy. Creatures, really.
I would like to make my own description of this because you've done such a wonderful job.
I've done an amazing job.
Take an octopus.
Yes.
Get a bloke.
Yes.
Take his head off.
Yes.
Put the octopus where his head goes. Make it mauve.
Can't you have lady mime players?
Oh no, they're gender neutral.
Then why do you get a bloke?
Well, then you can get a lady.
Do you get a non-binary person?
Yes, you can get anything.
So
you
are
like.
You saying mime players are non-binary?
They're everything.
Are they ahead of their time?
Well, actually, they're a very advanced species.
Okay, they're an advanced... Well, is that all the brains that I'm seeing there, that humongous head?
Yes, that and the tentacles. Four tentacles. So, essentially, if Cthulhu got a purple makeover and got rid of the wings...
What colour is Cthulhu normally?
He's usually depicted as green, but I don't know if he's ever described as green. I can't remember. There's like one story where someone drives a boat through him at one point.
Okay, so these guys are a bit smaller than Cthulhu as well.
Yeah, quite a lot. They're just normal person-sized.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a person with an octopus head and some four big tentacly bits that come out the bottom.
And 90s industrial goth gear.
I like the 90s industrial goth versions. I'm on board.
I'm a big fan. I'm not really a fan of this cape. This cape, people, is like a pinkish cape attached to
the
black ball gown dude.
But they're such a grand villain.
They're a villain that needs a cape.
Honestly, this is Mind Flayer drag, and it is drag excellence.
Someone needs to take the Stranger Things Mind Flayer and stick a cape on it.
The Stranger Things thing was pretty big, though.
It's a big cape.
I guess so. You could hide the thing under the cape, then I wouldn't be scared of it anymore when I watch the show.
And it just swish it around and go, hurrah.
Ooh, swish, swish, poor Barb. Is that the thing that ate Barb?
No, that was like a sub thing. Like
I still get sad about Barb.
Other thing.
Yeah, we have to do that. One of our shows.
Yeah, we'll do one of those too.
The thing that ate Barb.
The thing that ate Barb.
That made me sad.
Do Barb.
Oh, can
no,
we do
No, let's
Barb?
Not do Barb.
Is Barb undead?
The undead
oh,
Barb.
Oh, I would so do an undead Barb episode. I love Barb.
Bring back Barb. Spoilers, Barb's the Mind Flayer.
Ooh.
Ooh, plot twist.
Oh, no, Mind Flayers aren't gingers.
They're not, are they?
Yeah.
Actually, ginger would look really bad on a purple skin.
Oh my goodness. It
actually, they're
cool.
Supposed to have red fingers, I think. One of the descriptions I read was that they have red
okay,
fingers.
Okay, so
for no
what are they
reason.
Supposed to look like?
It's essentially a chthonic thing. It's really old. Like, the creature's got a really long history. It's one of the oldest D&D creatures.
So when you say old, are we talking Byzantine, Roman, Greco?
I think it's in, like the ancient Romans had mind flayers.
Well, I don't know.
No, I mean, in the context of Dungeons & Dragons, it's an old creature.
Oh, so it's the 70s. Is that old?
Yes, the 70s,
oh,
yeah.
It's old,
yeah, that's
okay.
Old. And it's gone through a couple of different iterations, but it stayed pretty constant in terms of what it looks like and what it does. It hasn't really changed. It's a really good concept for a creature.
You love them. How many times?
Oh,
you would not
like
believe the number of times that Tony's bought these out in games, and I've heard him cackling
it's
in another
It's not a thing
room.
I can do that often, though, because of the games I play with them. But yeah, no, I do. They are a favourite of mine. mind they really are. It's just a great, great villainy kind of monstery guy. And they're brilliant. Now,
listen to the glee from you.
Now, the inspiration for it was kind of two-part, I guess.
Let me guess. An octopus?
No, actually. If you bring up that other thing that I showed you. Yeah, yeah. So a book by Brian Lumley called The Burrowers Beneath. It's got a cover in which some tentacles are sort of bursting out of the ground. And I think that sort of concept was what inspired Gary Gygax, apparently, to create these things. Okay. Those monsters were things called Chthonians. And chthonic and chthonian is sort of a link back to the H.P. Lovecraft, which connects to the Cthulhu kind of thing.
So this is a bridge between Lovecraft and D&D?
Yeah, if not directly inspired, then at least indirectly inspired from that.
Can I point something out?
Mm-hmm.
Just because, based on our last episode, we did do Trogdor. And I'm looking...
You're not letting it go either.
No, I'm not letting it go.
Holding on to that one hard.
I love Trogdor. And I'm looking at this cover, and will you note, tentacles, red cover, what's in the background?
Thatcher cottages.
Thatcher cottages.
And the burrows beneath come in the night. Oh my God!
There's a link between my players and Trogdor. Okay, Trogdor, I think
you
there's...
heard it here, kids. Come for the facts, stay for the corn chips. In a nutshell, that's kind of the history. I can talk about the other bits and pieces a bit later. That's it,
that's
really.
That's pretty cool. So we've got this squidly padded head thing. What do they do? They're called a mind flayer.
They don't do a lot of flaying, though. But...
So flaying being removing skin from
Yeah, no, there's
thing.
None of that. None of that. None of that happens.
Yeah, I didn't know that till recently. I had no idea till recently because I was reading a book about medieval torture for something completely different. And flaying was skinning a person alive. So why would they call it a mind flayer? Well, is it flaying your mind?
I think it's... What's the mind?
Stripping your mind.
Yeah, it's sort
lateral.
Of...
Spoilers, they're psychic.
But that's the main tricks. If we talk about tricks and uses and things and what they do, there's the physical and there's the mental, and they're very much a mental creature. And
mental creature wearing...
Totally mental.
Wearing 90s industrial gothic clothing.
Hey, they were ahead of their time. I don't know, in the 70s maybe they wore...
No, it's like Matrix. It's pre-Matrix.
Pre-Matrix.
Yeah, well, the Matrix, it's all in your mind, man. It's all in your mind.
They were a bit more roby in the original pictures, to be honest. They looked a little bit more like...
Okay, so they've been matrixed up.
They've been matrixed up a bit.
Someone listened to a lot of Nine Inch
Nails. Someone sexed up the mind flayers.
Okay, yeah.
Mentally wise, they're very powerful psychic creatures. So ESPs, charms, suggestions.
So they not only can read your mind, but they can influence what you do.
Yeah, pretty much. Implant a suggestion in your head that you
want
think is
cake.
Real.
Actually, you want Trogdor... as your pet.
Stop watching that TV. Fatten your brain up.
Oh, do they eat brains?
We'll get to that.
Cool.
Their exact psychic abilities have sort of varied over the generations because they keep getting reworked a little bit every now and then.
If we're talking Dungeons and Dragons or whatever here, you've got the different editions, right?
Yeah,
do they
get
changed each edition a little
bit? Yeah, yeah. So there's always a bit of a tweak on exactly what mind powers they have. The one constant in the whole thing, apart from the mind reading aspect of them, is the mind blast.
Oh, yeah.
Which is this conical sort of blast of mental energy that stuns their foes.
Can I ask a question?
Hmm.
When they're doing their mind thinky thing, do their tentacles quiver?
Yeah, I read a thing that said that their tentacles moved in agitation sometimes when they're talking.
So otherwise, are they flaccid tentacles that perk up? Like, it's like, I'm blasting you. Like, you know, like a squid when they do squid inking? When they freak out and they go outwards?
Well, I don't think it's a fear response.
No, but you know what I mean. It's the same sort of thing.
I think they'd be more stoic, actually. I think they'd just sort of sit there and just look.
Tentacles?
Just
if you've
stay
got tentacles,
down.
Tentacles are cool.
Oh,
use the tentacles.
They will use the tentacles.
Okay.
They will use the tentacles. Okay, Mind Blast. And the Mind Blast has done various things in various different editions. The latest version just has it doing a butt ton of damage.
Okay.
In the early ones, they just stunned you for long enough.
So it's like you don't want that sandwich. Boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, and you're just sort of walking around going, oh, why did I think about that sandwich? Yeah. That's a thing. Earlier versions, back when psionics was a thing, they rebuilt them to have a bunch of psionic abilities.
So psionics?
Using the old psionic systems. It's
okay.
Just different systems for doing the same thing, really. But
okay, he's talking in a language I don't quite understand, not being a D&D person myself.
All you need to know is that they've got just a metric butt-ton of mind abilities.
We have a thing that does things with its brain and influences... people. I'm not really buying this as a pet. I don't really want a pet that sits there going,
"Oh, that's so useful."
Okay, tell me how it's useful.
Oh my God, is it useful?
Uses and tricks. How is this useful?
Oh, I would love to have a telepathic thing.
Hmm?
At my beck and call.
Yeah, but if it's probably smarter than you, what you've described.
Yeah, it probably is.
And it's probably convinced you that you're smarter than it.
I have some solutions to that.
Okay, mm-hmm. You might as well get into those now.
Oh, all right, okay. So safety and precautions. You know those tinfoil hats?
So to have one of these, you need a tinfoil hat.
Yeah, yeah, those tinfoil hats to prevent the mental powers.
So let's just say, like today, mm-hmm. we needed a repairman in to fix, you know, a bit of plumbing. So we just answer the door in a tinfoil hat and go, "Don't mind Frank over there. He's our special. You might need this too."
And Frank's like, "You're going to do a really good job. You're going to give me good rates.
Oh.
You're not going to muck about.
Mates rates, 20% discount.
20% discount.
Not coming back 5 days in a row.
Tell me what the real problem is."
Oh, actually, that is useful.
Yeah, look, there's almost nothing that it's not useful for.
Wait, are they multilingual?
Oh, they're telepathic.
Yeah, but the thing is, people think in languages, so...
No, they bypass all that crap.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah. No,
so they're
great.
Like a Babel fish.
They're your own personal Babel fish. That you've got your Bimeflayer translator, someone's come to the door, he's talking something to you, you don't know what it means, you're like, "Oh my God, Philip, come over here." Philip's like, "Oh, hey.
Hold on a sec, no, Philip is our sacrificial friend. Have we got Philip the Mindflayer and Philip?"
Well, no, the Mindflayer's convinced us that he's Philip.
Okay, I'll go with that. Our sacrificial friend. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, Philip the Mind Flayer now. We don't even think about that anymore. It's totally normal.
No, it's totally normal to have Philip here.
Normal. It's still Philip. So
we're wearing tinfoil hats at all times.
Now, that might be worthwhile upgrading to a lead helmet for reasons that I'll go into later.
Lead just doesn't look good on my head.
And it's also a good idea to have a full facial mask as well.
Problematic.
No, you can...
Actually, in the age of COVID...
No one's going to notice. Much.
If it's a lead face mask, I'd probably have
issues. Well, it's a lead helmet and a nice, well-covering face mask.
Are you aware of how heavy lead is? We're just going to have necks that are like
harden up, buttercup.
Going to have these huge, bulked-out necks and like
what neck?
Sweaty heads.
Actually, that's also an advantage. Everything you're saying is an advantage for dealing with this specific creature.
I don't know if I want this specific creature. This is like fashion suicide for a language translator. I got a phone.
What are you talking about? Everyone's going to love it.
I got Google Translate.
You walk up, you're wearing the most ridiculous... You are wearing your pajamas. You haven't bathed. You're wearing a lead helmet. You've got a crappy looking mask on. You've got some tinfoil kicking around the place. Someone opens the door and immediately they get a bit of a starry-eyed glint from Philip and they go, "Oh, my God, you look amazing. Have you had work done?"
Yeah, but how does it work when you're out and about? Does Philip just walk behind you everywhere?
Heck yeah.
No, it'd be
This is the best thing ever.
For you, maybe. Mr. No Personal Space Catman. For me, I'm like, get out of my personal space. I don't want anyone in my personal space ever.
Hey, did I not mention a mind blast? Oh, you're in my personal space? Bzork! Not anymore!
He's your own personal pocket psychopath, is what you're saying. Ultra charismatic psychopath.
I think of it more as a mental Swiss Army knife. A psychic Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, and you're using the knife bit a lot.
No.
Not the screwdriver. No, we're going for the knife.
You'd use the screwdriver? You're twisted.
Okay, so...
I'm only using the bit that opens bottles mainly.
Yeah, well, and the corkscrew never works, really.
No.
Swiss Army knife.
It's always a bit rubbish.
You're pushing for him being very useful.
Oh, yeah, like, incredibly useful.
I am
probably the most useful pet out of anything that we've looked at so far.
I'm buying it as far as tradies coming by and not having to have someone like it. Mechanics, even more so.
You go to the government offices, there's a queue, not anymore.
Oh, that would be amazing. You could, like, go get your driver's license with no dramas.
You know, you've got one of those ticket machines. The ticket machine gives you a number. It's like 47 million. The actual number currently being served is 3. And the person who's looking at the numbers go, "Oh, look, it's 47 million up now, right?" She's looking at a 3.
Yeah, but hold it. Oh, can this creature change machines? If you can only affect minds, we're becoming very digitized. Can
no.
you fool computers?
No, they are more of a people person.
So this could be ruining your system. He would only work in countries that aren't as digitized.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
less litigious. So if you're in a country where it's like a little bit of a...
Oh, no, litigiousness is not a problem. You just bring him to the court. jury of your peers is not a jury of machines.
Hold it a sec, but hearings are recorded, so what happens when people see him just wum-wum-wumming everyone's head?
Well, it's mental powers, right? No one's going to see nothing.
No one's going to see nothing.
So a Mind Flayer's abilities can work through Ringu style, work through a screen.
No, he's there in the audience.
So what about, let's just say a court case is done via Zoom call.
Oh my God, what kind of nightmare reality are we...
COVID.
Yeah, that one. Granted, yeah, slightly damped down at the moment, but I still
have found a flaw.
Really, in a normal universe, yeah, he's pretty useful.
Yeah, I'll not pay that, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we? This thing, literally, this is my worst nightmare. Tony's pointing to our run sheet and he's like, well, yes, Kawaii we score, 1 to 10.
Hey man, tentacles.
You've been waiting to say that.
It's the most kawaii thing ever.
No, it's not. Fluffy.
That might be the wrong word.
Fluffy is cute. Tentacles. I should also point out that Tony's nickname is the Kraken.
Look, I mean,
you got to think for tentacles, man.
It's just face dreads.
No, tentacles are like these things that can rip your face off. Oh, you're giving me this look. Does it rip faces off?
Hey, there is no flaying.
Does it rip faces? Does it rip faces off?
No, it doesn't rip faces off.
Does it bite into people's... What's under the tentacles?
Ah, that's an excellent question.
Does it have a beak?
I wondered about this.
Does it have a beak?
No, it doesn't. It's got more... It has a circular mouth with a ring of teeth.
Like sucking...
A bit more like a lamprey, maybe.
Have I told you about walruses?
This is relevant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Walruses have this thing where if you're not careful... They will bite onto the back of a diver's head. They're very, very large. And they will suck your brains out. They do it to seals. Does this thing do something similar?
Okay, we might want to skip to diet then.
So it does do something similar.
Yes. The other thing that's been pretty consistent in every version of this creature is A, its diet, and B, its methodology.
So it basically sucks your brains out with a straw.
It's been described differently... several different times, and from vague to less vague.
Mm.
But essentially what it does is it wanders up to you while you're stunned, wraps its tentacles around
you. Do you get stunned?
Mind blast.
Okay.
But it's all right, we've got the tinfoil. This is what the tinfoil's for.
Oh, this is worrying me.
No, it's all good. Wanders up to you, stuns you, wraps its tentacles around your head, and depending on the version and variation, it needs 1 to 4 tentacles and takes 1 to 4 rounds or whatever.
Yeah.
And in game terms, it extracts your brain.
No, my brain is intact in my skull.
Well, no, we're fine. We have the lead helmet, remember?
So what are we doing? We're sleeping in the lead helmet?
Yeah.
No, this is a hard no.
We can cushion them. We can cushion them.
If any of our face is exposed in any way, because the brain is accessed through any part.
Yeah, I think it can get in through your nose or your mouth or your ears.
So basically you suffocate to death in the first day of having this creature.
No.
Because it could effectively get to the brain through your throat, up through the bottom of your jaw.
That's a rather gory way of doing it, but yeah, sure, I mean, maybe.
Hard note, Philip is a no.
Look, we'll just keep him fed. It's all fine.
On who?
Smarter people.
Oh, that won't be hard.
Smarter people that are slower moving. They're right. Not overly aggressive, but...
Yeah, but how many people does he need to eat a day?
Yeah, not that much.
No, when you say, so half a brain a day, it's like I was saving the
I
rest of
him. I don't think they'd eat a person every day somehow. They'd run out of people pretty quickly.
Well, it depends. I'm with you saying that, let's go back to habitat. Because if you're saying they're going to run out of people, where do these things live? And where can I not be where there is one?
They like humidity.
The tropics?
Yeah, so I reckon one would do quite well in the tropics.
Oh.
Though I think
that's one of my favourite places to be.
But I think they also like sort of cold, clammy humidity.
See, this is a problem because I see that leather post-industrial 90s gothic cape and coat. There's no way you're wearing that in downtown Kuala Lumpur or... Rio.
Yeah, that's true.
It ain't happening.
So Scotland, when the sea mist comes in, maybe.
When the haar comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for it's not that clammy. It's just freeze your nudges off cold. Yes. Yeah,
well, it is pretty clammy.
I guess Scotland is clammy. Yeah, if you're in Scotland, anyone right now, I love Scotland, but it is clammy.
Yeah, watch out for the mind flayers.
Actually, I could see a mind flayer in Edinburgh. Or I could see a mind flayer in Glasgow. Or I could see a mind flayer in some of the dodgier pubs I've seen in Aberdeen.
He'd starve.
He'd starve?
Yeah, poor nutrition.
I'm not sure if that's... Well, given that we lived in Scotland for quite some time...
No, just those pubs.
And I, yeah, actually... There's
just
some,
those pubs. You know the pubs I mean.
Yeah, there's some pretty bad pub food.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, for the, what was it, tapas, deep fried cauliflower cheese.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was,
that's pretty epic.
It was actually quite yummy, but it was epic.
Yeah, yeah.
Nutrition value, none.
Oh, yeah. So habitat-wise, so they, depending on variation and backstory, which has changed a bit over the years, they come from somewhere beyond the stars.
Beyond the stars?
Yeah, well, like an alternate dimension. So they're a bit chthonic in that concept.
Okay.
Gradually sort of moving in, and so when they find a place, they sort of...
Like they're a great old one's great-great-great-grandkid.
Yeah, yeah, they've got that kind of vibe to them.
Are they the equivalent of teenagers who are moving out of home and just rocking up somewhere else and messing it up a bit?
More like we've burned down the last planet. Let's move on to the next one.
That, yeah, this isn't working for me. You lost me at lead helmet. So I'm sensing a pattern with your monsters. It's either being smeared. It's either being eaten alive by this weird sort of beast that comes out of the ground and has no aerodynamism.
These are merely technical difficulties.
Why can't we put the lead helmet on the mind flayer?
Oh, that's a pretty good idea. You could do that too. Or maybe like give them some... All you really need, because they don't use their hands for much. They're not particularly strong.
Oh, so they just flap around their hands. Their hands are like, I don't need these. My
yeah, you know, they're always shown doing something really dramatic with their hands. But I mean, they're never described
maybe
as using them for much of anything.
Maybe they just walk around with their hands just permanently dramatic.
I think they probably do. That's...
So you have your friends over and they're like, what's Philip doing? And
he's just gothing it up.
He's just being dramatic. He's goth.
Yeah.
He's gothing in the corner. Why is he listening to Kylie Minogue? Because he's goth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Most goth thing ever.
So you're looking at me. Sorry, I'm meant to be asking Tony questions here. And I'm just so horrified by the thought of this thing sucking my brains out. I'm having trouble.
It's kind of an intelligent walrus.
I don't want an intelligent walrus. So
I bet you do, though.
No, I really don't. I don't. Like, walrus have the big tusks. Okay, a walrus. We're doing a walrus for another monster.
Yeah.
If this monster was in the countryside, where would we find it?
Yeah, it's a pretty good question.
I'm hoping it's in a thatch-roof cottage that Trogdor comes
along
and burn it.
You know, they're just not a country monster.
You don't think so? I think they
no,
would be.
I just
I think
don't
they'd
see
lurk
it.
In shadows in a forest. I could see them in an Endfield forest just with the ends going...
Oh, no, they're not. They're not outdoorsy. No way, man.
No, they're like nightclubby. Have we got a nightclubby monster?
Look, I'd pay it if it's like an abandoned house. An abandoned, no, not a house, mansion. They're a bit upper class. Abandoned mansion.
Yeah,
no, these guys
fancy,
are. Yeah, yeah.
Fancy.
They're pretty fancy. Abandoned mansion somewhere that it's a little bit clammy.
This clammy thing? No.
A little bit humid and clammy.
No. No, for starters, they've got like this weird squiddly head, so I'm just picturing clammy tentacles all the time.
Yeah, well,
just randomly stroking bits of me, trying to talk me into showing my brain.
What's a bit odd is I did find a few descriptions that talked about a nice sort of skin slime that they had on them, but they wear clothes and I couldn't wrap my brain around that.
I can answer that. Undergarments, darling.
They've got manky, slimy undergarments?
They've just got manky, slimy undergarments. Ugh. And then they just swap them out. Mind you, if you had some serious slime under that Matrix style coat,
it'd probably help.
It would probably help you move. Do you remember, like, after the Matrix?
It's lubrication.
When you knew people who'd got the Matrix style coat and leather's really stiff and they'd sort of walk with their arms sort of out because the leather would be too tight under their arms and it'd be weird. And they're like, I'm not moving like Keanu. I'm not in the Matrix. So if.
Yeah, Keanu doesn't have this rash, man.
Yeah, it'd stop the rash. Now, being Australian, and you know this, how many guys did you see walking around in 40-degree weather wearing that leather Matrix coat?
Oh.
For the Americans, that's 100 degrees. Wearing that Matrix coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you had a bit of slime.
Yeah, okay.
It'd stop the eczema.
Some natural cooling.
Natural cooling.
Natural
oh, no,
cooling.
I'm not even going to give this creature excuses. This creature's just disgusting.
Oh, look, he's just misunderstood. Poor little tyke.
So moving on to temperament, we have established it does not play well with others.
Actually, it does. It's a hive creature.
No.
Yeah, it's totally a hive creature.
So it's like an alien, like a xenomorph.
Yeah.
Parasitic xenomorph.
Kind of. So, I might as well talk about reproduction. They've got a reproduction cycle that's quite interesting.
Just wait. Let me stop you. Does it involve laying eggs into the skull cavity of its victim?
Close.
After sucking
close.
Out
no
the
eggs.
Brains?
No, they get. They don't have the eggs. Despite the fact that they have a cephalopod head, they're actually amphibians. Yeah, I know. It's a bit weird.
I'm just giving him a look here. There is a look. No, that could explain the slime.
It starts with the elder brain.
The elder brain.
Yeah. Mind flayers, when they get old enough to sort of pass on and die, they collect their brains and they smoosh them together into an elder brain that lives in a briny pool. And the elder brain's like this great big thing made of mind flayer
brains.
So when
you say smoosh, are they just sort of moulding it like clay? Hold on a sec. So they take out their brain and smoosh their own brain, or do
no,
they...
No, when they've gotten too old, they sort of have a...
So they kill
that's
over
retirement.
And die, and another mind flayer comes along and just schloops their brain out and then smooshes it with the others.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mind flayer retirement village.
Oh, that's so gross.
So you got your mind flayer retirement village
with
sitting
the,
there
with
in a
pool
briny
in the middle,
pool.
Just with brains.
Yeah. You know, and they're doing brain things. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I won't tell you about brain golems, but anyway. Now, once or twice a year, a mind flayer can produce a tadpole.
No, they can't.
And they put that in the brain pool, and it sort of swims around
and
there.
And it eats the brains.
No, it just hangs. Chills. It's just... And now, when they get, like, a person that...
Who came up with this? This thing looks like an octopus. It can't be a frog. Someone was on weed, and it was good weed.
Could be.
Either that or it was...
Purple
we're back
weed.
To, yeah, it was...
Morve weed.
Either that or we're back to the brown acid.
Yeah, the morve weed and the brown acid. You know, so you get your tadpole and you get your, you know, your stunned person that you don't feel like eating.
Hold on a sec. No, where did the person come from? We were in a village with a picturesque pool with a bunch of mind flayer brains and a tadpole.
It's not very picturesque.
It's disgusting. But where did this person come from?
It's a lovely resort.
Lovely resort.
It's a lovely
resort. Multiple copious brains.
We have copious brains.
Where did the person come from?
Well, I don't know. It's not our business.
Yeah, but no. Just no.
It's just not our business. Look, I don't question it.
I do. I have...
Look, I don't want to other
I
them.
I have some serious questions. I am othering up the wazoo.
No. So
this, if there
anyway,
ever was a creature
so
to be othered
little
and
tadpole
called
crawls
a monster,
in.
Not in. What?
Well, up the nose or in the ear or something. And that person then turns into a mind flayer. I think they usually cease to be themselves, but grow the old tentacles and...
And blah, blah, blah. Suddenly they look like Trent Reznor, circa 1996.
Yeah. With or without tentacles.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much how it happens. And so that's how you get another mind flayer.
They're amphibious xenomorphs, kind of.
Pretty much.
So, okay. Nope. Snuggability? No. I don't want to touch this thing. This slimy, leather-jacketed, alien-brained...
They are a snuggler. They are a snuggler.
What, they just suck on the back of your head like a pacifier?
They're one of nature's spooners.
Okay, the image there was so wrong, I almost boked. Like, honestly, there was mouth-throw-up, bokey-bokiness happening there. Oh, just... No. Actually, I need a moment of disgust. Just the imagination of this tentacle, four tentacles on the back of my head just... Oh, stop.
What are you doing? Massage.
We're moving on. Grooming requirements.
Yeah, well, a humidifier. I think a room humidifier
How
probably
about
would
a blowtorch? I could do with a blowtorch. I honestly think I could resurrect Trogdor again here. Trogdor, I need Trogdor. He could burninate that thing.
Oh, look, it's, And actually, in warm, non-humid climates, I think...
Like dry?
Yeah, moisturizer.
Ew, are you rubbing it on?
No, he's got hands, he can do it himself.
Yeah, but his hands have got some serious nails. He went to a
salon. Oh, gee, I mean, look...
Well, we're saying they went to a salon. We have misgendered this mind flayer.
Squiggles?
We have misgendered the mind flayer. The mind flayer, apologies, is a they, because we have determined that it's non-binary.
Okay.
So why do we keep going here?
Unary.
What's that?
Well, there's only one of them.
There's only one mind flayer because it's... The rest have been blowtorched from here to smithereens because people worked out they were...
Pathogenic.
Okay. So they diet, they eat brains. Exercise. That thing doesn't look like it exercises much. That thing looks like it...
Oh, no. Exercise is very important, but it's mental exercise.
No.
So Scrabble, chess, poker, Sudoku... You know.
Sudoku?
Yeah.
So you just leave it with your nan's book of Sudoku puzzles?
And And oh,
that entertains me. What happens if you bought the bumper book of Sudoku puzzles? Does that mean that would keep it entertained not to eat your brains?
No, and you take him to Vegas.
You take them to Vegas. You're misgendering this mind flayer. It's an upset mind flayer. It's going to eat your brains.
Your brains
are gone.
I don't think they mind.
Why? It's because there's a mind.
They're beyond gender. They're post-gender.
That's because they've eaten your brains already. I'm pretty sure you've been visited in the night.
Now, I'd like to see a remake of Rain Man, but with a mind flayer.
What? So who's the mind flayer? The Tom Cruise character or the Dustin Hoffman character?
Actually, both. I think both would be good. But no one realizes, right?
So the Dustin Hoffman character has fooled the Tom Cruise character into thinking he's on the spectrum and really, really good at...
Well, no, without the spectrum bit. He's just really, really good at reading the mind of the person dealing the cards.
Well, that's not Rain Man. That's a totally different movie.
Well, it's Breaking the Bank.
That's a giant squidliped turns up at a casino. That's more David Lynchian, I'd say. Meets Peter Jackson in the Meet the Feebles era. And boys and girls, if you have not seen Meet the Feebles...
Don't watch that.
It's good, but it's not good. It's really bad, but it's good. Cinematic history.
Yeah, so is Bad Taste, but don't even watch that one either.
That was horrendous. How did he get
that? Was Lord before of... he got a budget.
How did he get Lord of the Rings? How did he get Lord
Holy
of the Rings?
Moly. Look, I mean, Bad Taste is actually, I think, the prequel to The Hobbit. It's the prequel to the prequel. Just a metaphoric one.
Isn't that the one with the lawnmower? Or was that the one with Meet the Feebles was all the puppets and the puppet sex?
I think the only thing I really remember from Bad Taste was the line, "Oh no, Derek's gone apeshit," which pretty much sums up the movie, really.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bad Taste. I watched Meet the Feebles at least 50 times as an
teenager.
It
involved aliens, but they had no budget, so the way you could tell someone was an alien was that they were wearing a blue shirt.
Kind of love that. That's very
like
Star
Trek.
Like
a blue work shirt.
Yeah, I'll pay that. Back to mind flayers.
Oh yeah, those things.
This feels like we've got a mind flayer somewhere here. Litterbox, how do they poop?
Maybe we do. I'm not here.
You're not there.
No, I'm not here.
How do they poo?
Don't mind me.
I don't know, the usual way. What do you want to know that for?
Well, I've got to maintain it.
No, they maintain themselves. They've got hands.
So they use a toilet?
Yeah, why not?
Normal toilet.
I think so.
I don't want to know what's under that cape.
No, we don't. Probably not a lot.
We'll just leave that, because I don't even want to think about it. We've looked at safety and precautions. Have we looked at anything? Is there anything you'd like to discuss about this horrendous, hideous, awful creature that you love chucking into games so, so much?
I do so much.
He does this thing where he sneaks up on the characters with it, and he just starts, you know, he introduces a character...
It's unreliable narration. You just start doing unreliable narration, telling people how things aren't actually happening. And they know that something wrong is going on. They know what I'm telling them is completely wrong. They know the narration is completely off kilter. And they're trying to work out, wait, no, am I supposed to challenge this or do I not challenge this? Is this happening? Is this not happening?
Frank, the new party member, has just turned up and he's got four tentacles on his face and no one knows why.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, they can't see it because he's telling them they can't see it.
And you're totally fine and you think he's totally normal.
Yeah, and you all need to go to sleep so I can eat your brains.
Yeah, it's a great time to go. You're really tired. You're feeling really tired right now.
Oh, this thing is horrendous. I know my view on 1 out of 10.
Rockabye human.
I don't know if I want to go to sleep tonight anywhere near you. Okay, out of 10, where are you at with having this thing as our pet?
4 out of 5 tentacles.
I am negative the power of the sun. I do not want this thing on this planet.
You don't like any of my monsters.
Oh, I don't. What have we had so far? We've had a bullet.
A boulet.
A boulet.
That's right, I pronounced it wrong about a dozen times
as well. Basically can... chomp you to bits and is just uber aggressive, and a black hole where you just get smeared on an accretion disk, and now this, you get brain control.
I was watching a really interesting thing the other night about the end of the universe and black holes and Hawking points.
No, I don't want to know how smeared I could possibly be on something like an accretion disk. We are not having a black hole. We are not having... You can have a mind flayer and I will pick up... No, because the thing is, you'd probably be the dude who they went, oh, we need a tadpole. We're taking this little dude over to that pool of brains, and then we're taking this Tony that we found somewhere, and we're just going to put his head in the puddle. Oh, now Tony's a mind flayer. That would be your dream.
I am the mind flayer king.
Where did you get to be king?
Queen.
Where did you get to be royalty?
Non-gendered royalty. Is there such a thing as
You just turned from a tadpole into a mind flayer.
Well,
there's an entire pool. There's obviously a bunch of other mind flayers who maintain the pool and probably, you know, change the water filter.
Yeah, but there's
now,
all these...
how do you get to be the
There's all
the
these
king?
Tasty pink things wandering around.
Yeah, but how do you get to be the monarch over all of them? All of a sudden, the minute your human brain goes in that pool, tadpole sucks up your nose, eats
mind
your brain...
Mind bullets.
Oh, you hurt my head. Maybe you are a mind flayer already.
It's working. Stun.
And with that note, are we done? Ah, so wrong.